dance party. 720 WGN, Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman this evening. Nice to be here with you. 312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line. We always love to hear from you. You know, around this time of year, so many of us are getting together with our friends and family, and we're going to holiday parties, and we're all eating, and we're all drinking a ton. And of course, New Year's Eve is tomorrow, right around the corner. That's a big boozing night. Well, one Chicagoan who has just had enough with booze is Andy Boyle. He is a local comedian. He's a web developer. And over 2 years ago, he quit drinking. And he is here to tell us what he has learned from doing this. Andy, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have you here. And let me ask you this. A few background questions about you. So, all right, you quit drinking. And by the way, you look great.
Oh, thank you so much.
That beard is righteous. That is a heck of a beard, by the way.
If there's a reason to have a beard, it's for righteousness.
Oh, man. You quit drinking 2 years ago. How heavy of a drinker were you?
Oh, I'd say relatively enough that my parents were always concerned.
Okay.
I think as any parent is probably concerned.
Sure.
But it was just so normal that, okay, we're done with work at 6 o'clock. Let's go have a couple beers.
Right.
And I also, because I do a lot of comedy stuff, it's almost always in bars. So you're always around it. You always have a couple. But, you know, most weekends, I'd probably get a little drunk.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
But so, no, here's the thing. You know, when we talk about how much people drink, what you just said, I think a lot of people would probably say, and that is, I get off of work and I go have a couple pops,
mm-hmm.
or I come home and I have a cocktail or two to take the edge off.
Yep.
And certainly in a town like Chicago, which has a really rich heritage of working class people, a shot and a beer was like a way of life. It is a way of life.
Yeah.
I mean, there are still bars that open up at 7:30 in the morning for the third shifters.
The third shifters, yep.
So some people might say, well, I just have a few when I come home, not a big deal. So you were that and then some.
Sometimes. I think, especially like on the weekends. I mean, here's the deal. Like I've lived in so many different cities where the bars closed at 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Chicago and they're like, well, we're open till 4 for some of us, except on Saturdays when it's 5.
Because
we want to kill you.
Right.
And after I discovered that, like going into a bar when the sun's up and leaving a bar when
the
sun's up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my goodness, this is a whole new level.
It is a new level. And I'll tell you, I mean, the 5 a.m. bar thing, when I was in college, you know, and I went to Loyola. I was here in Chicago. So, you know, I'm 21. You can go to bars now. And it's like, yeah, we're going to stay open until 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I had no I went to the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And their bars, when I was there, closed at 1, which meant we're usually leaving around 12:30, 12:45.
Sure, sure.
More than enough time. To get what you're trying to get done.
Right, right.
If you are still drinking past that point, you usually go to somebody's house. There's actually a graduate that I went to school with right outside.
He's totally hammered.
Yeah,
look at him.
Yeah, yeah. And then you move to Nebraska or you move to Chicago, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have so much more time that I don't need. So
yeah. Well, why did you stop drinking? So that's the kind of drinker you were
mm-hmm.
over 2 years ago. Why did you stop?
So there's a couple reasons. One of them was I found out that I had sleep apnea.
Okay.
And my doctor told me, he's like, well, there's a couple things you can do. Drinking doesn't help when you sleep. You could also lose 70 pounds. And I think he said that kind of like, that's never going to happen. Or you can also have to wear this mask. And wearing the mask, it's like this Darth Vader thing. It's very, very attractive to anyone who'd want to fall asleep next to you.
Totally.
And it just was like, you know, my sleep is terrible. I'm not as productive as I want to be. And every once in a while, like I'd look at my phone and see like how mad I got at a friend or see something stupid I sent. And I was just like, I don't like that. I don't like that guy. Let's give it a month. And I told myself January of 2014, I was just going to take some time off. I lost 8 pounds in 1 month.
In a month.
And I also I was going to be vegetarian. And that was hard.
Yeah.
So after a day, I Googled, being vegetarian's hard, what else? And up came, have you tried pescatarianism?
Yeah.
Which is eating like seafood and fish.
Sure.
So I did that. And I was so much more productive. I was happier. I could just like feel better. And I was like, I guess I'll just keep doing this and see how long it can go. And then I realized it's been 2 years.
It just... Like that.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my goodness, it's been 2 years. Wow. And I kind of like, Facebook lets you know how you used to look.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Facebook.
Yeah, thanks, Facebook.
And it showed up this photo of me where I looked like a balloon compared to how I look now. And I was just like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
There's been some changes. So I thought maybe I'll write it down and see what I've realized has changed in those 2 years.
You know, I mean, good for you for first of all, for recognizing it. And you're not someone, you wouldn't say that you had a drinking problem. You were not an alcoholic.
I don't think so. My mom and dad who are listening right now, I love you both.
I love you too, guys.
They're both recovering alcoholics.
Okay.
My dad hasn't drank since 1978. My mom hasn't drank since 1981.
Good for them. Absolutely.
And so they know about that world, and mm-hmm. so they've always been concerned about when I was drinking in college and that sort of stuff. So, my mom always would say whenever I'd, you know, like a Friday night phone call, she'd be like, "Make good decisions," which is like mom's words for "Don't be a drunken idiot." And now she's just like, well, have a good night.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's less fear there.
One less thing to worry about for little Andy. So many things, I think, in our culture revolve around drinking.
Yes.
I mean, think about the social situation that we have. Just anywhere you go, hey, let's go out for dinner. Okay, it's just assumed that we're going to get some wine, or we're going to have some cocktails, or it's a work happy hour. And of course, of course, we're drinking at a work happy hour, or just getting together with some friends. I mean, it is so ingrained in our culture. So for you to say, and for anyone who is going to quit this and say, I'm done with this because it's not good for me, it is really admirable, and it's got to be difficult.
It is somewhat. People are very used to, if you are at a bar or if you're at an event where there is drinking, you're going to be involved. And even like growing up, I remember just, you know, being like in college and like there were people who didn't drink and I'm like,
loser,
why aren't you drinking?
Yeah, yeah.
But meanwhile, like I had parents who never drank and that was just like the normal thing. We mm-hmm. would leave adult parties when I was a kid. So I never like saw drunk adults till I was in college. I guess if we were adults. But but now it's very interesting because people, like if I, you know, when I'd go on dates and stuff like that, I'll usually have to tell folks ahead of time and I'm like, hey, I don't drink in case that's weird. And for some women that has been weird because that's like part of their identity. They're used to going out. And some people it's no problem, but I'm like, I just want to let you know that I don't do this one thing. Hope it's not weird. Sometimes it is.
I mean, in the grand scheme of one thing that you don't do, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, you know, like, oh, I'm going to be in total control.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. And I'm not going to lose my mind.
Exactly. And it's also so weird, you know, especially in the work world, like, you know, people who want to hang out with you or pick your brain or network and that sort of stuff, they're always at bars.
Yep.
And so when I go get a club soda with lime, usually I try to get it early so they think I'm having like a gin and tonic or something like that. But then if I don't get there early, they're like, can I get you a beer? And I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll just have a thing. And then usually there has to be that quick conversation as to why.
Yeah.
And whenever people don't ask, I'm always like, oh, you're a wonderful human being.
I'm on antibiotics.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
Yeah. Because for a while it's just like, I'm just not doing this thing. And now it's like, well, I guess this is what I don't do now.
Yeah.
And it's been working pretty well.
So. By the way, the club soda with lime is delicious.
Oh, yeah.
That's.
I bought one of those like soda water makers. Oh,
how is that?
Oh, it's pretty
because
good.
Because this is a sidebar, but a little non sequitur radio. The LaCroix, you know, the LaCroix. Okay, so we go through pallets of that at my apartment with my wife and I. And I said, why don't we just get the soda maker thing, and you know, we can afford to send our kid to college. But we still haven't done that, so it's good.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
It works.
Yeah, I mean, I like LaCroix as well, as much as the average good person.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it works pretty well. I'm a big fan.
All right. Just had to get that out of the way. Hey, thanks for telling me that.
You're welcome.
You noticed the physical change, but also the mental change.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I went from, I think most folks who've known me long enough would tell you that I was I had a little bit of rancor in me.
Okay.
I was quick to lash out. I was quick to attack and get defensive. Whereas now, whenever something negative happens to me or I feel slighted, I take a second and I evaluate it. And a lot of times what ends up happening is like that person probably acted that way because something bad is happening in their life or they've had a bad day and they're not actually mad at me. Sometimes life is bad or sometimes something out there in the world hurt them. And that's why they're acting the way they are.
Can you attribute the drinking, though, to how you were acting? Because maybe you're having a bad day or you're just in a bad mood. But was this something that was a fairly consistent thing for you?
I'm not sure if it was fairly consistent. But what I think it did was allow me to lie to myself when I was a jerk. I'd be like, well, it's because I was drinking, so there's nothing to fix. And then when I wasn't drinking, I didn't have an excuse as to why my behavior was certain ways. So yeah. It's like, I have to work on myself and take a breath and be like, oh, I need to have more empathy for this other human being. They're probably acting the way they are. What's the real thing they're mad at? Because it's probably not me.
Interesting. So it makes you think a little bit about the other person and their perspective. When you mentioned how sometimes you're going on dates and the person who's sitting on the other side of the table isn't drinking or is drinking and you're not, it's weird. Do people ever feel that it's weird because maybe they are going to be losing control? And you're not, and that can be scary.
Yeah, I've actually talked to like some of my friends who don't drink, and like we still hang out, and they said for a while it made them feel self-conscious, and I was just like, do you get that mad when you're eating meat with a friend who's like a vegan or something, or someone who is, you know, has celiac, like my dad, they can't eat gluten. You know, it's like, it's just a thing I don't do. It's not like I'm judging you by not doing a thing. And so as far as the losing control, a lot of times I do things where none of us are drinking, or I've, you know, found some other folks to hang out with who don't drink as often, or like our events don't always occur at bars.
Yeah.
So usually alcohol is not like that's a thing that we're going to do because we're here. Mm-hmm. So as far as like people feeling like they're not going to, you know, be able to stay in control, I get so tired by like 9 o'clock that even like the point where people would start getting to lose control, I'm ready to go to sleep.
Yeah. That's true.
So it's like you can lose your control. I'm not going to be here.
Is, you know, as someone, and I drink casually, mm-hmm. I suppose you could say. I have a 9-month-old son. I don't know if you heard, but he called
in. Yes, I heard him. Yeah,
remarkably articulate for 9 months.
Very good diction.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much going on. I don't drink during the week mm-hmm. usually, and you know, 8:30 rolls around, 9 o'clock rolls around. Let's go to bed.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, really, it's just and. That was something I wasn't someone who would come home really and have drinks anyway. But now it's especially like I'm on lockdown.
Yeah.
And it's interesting just that change again, not a seismic shift. But I've noticed that like, wow, I'm going to bed earlier, really productive. And it's interesting that you say that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. The productivity's been like, I've been able to finish so much stuff. Like mm-hmm. I used to say like, I'm going to be a screenwriter. And I never wrote anything.
Yeah.
And then I quit drinking and I've written a ton of stuff. Same thing with like, you know, like the piece I wrote. I don't think I would have had the mental fortitude or like time, like a, you know, a mental acumen to be able to write that as fast as I did and be able to get it up if I had been hungover that morning.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk more about this with Andy Boyle. He is a local comedian. He's a writer. He's a web developer. You can follow him on the Twitter box. It's at Andy M. Boyle, spelled just like it sounds. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about how your friends reacted and some things that you've learned along the way from quitting drinking voluntarily over 2 years ago. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Fantastic. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman this evening. Nice to be here with you. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line. I'm here with Andy Boyle, local comedian and writer. His Twitter handle is Andy M. Boyle. You can follow him on Twitter. This isn't me being a jerk, is it? If I
no.
have a drink on me by
no.
AC/DC?
I love this album.
Okay, good. Because I've got a guy here who quit drinking 2 years ago. And that's what we're talking about. And here I am playing Have a Drink on Me.
Hey, no. This album rules.
Absolutely. So, by the way, we've got a few texts that have come in here at 312-981-7200. Just a lot of support. A couple texts coming in here saying more people should make the same decision that you did. There was one person that texted in area code 847 saying, I went to Nebraska and Lincoln, and the Lincoln bars were fun.
Oh, yes, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those days are past, my friend.
Yes, they are.
So by the way, if you've just joined us, Andy Boyle, local writer, local comedian. You've done a lot. You are also a web developer, so you've got the computer prowess.
Yes, sir.
You quit drinking over 2 years ago voluntarily, and you say that you have learned a lot from doing that. One of the things that you have learned is that people will judge you.
Yes, they will.
And tell me about that.
It's kind of weird. So I mean, I probably did the exact same thing when I was drinking too, and I'd meet somebody who didn't. And I think part of it's just like, why is someone not doing the thing that I like doing? It's the same reason why if you like a band and you discover someone else doesn't like that band, you're like, well, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
Why don't you? Why don't you like AC/DC?
Right. Which is valid.
Exactly.
It's a valid thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think so many folks are just – it's like the default is that people drink. And so when they discover somebody that doesn't, it's like this weird turn in the universe. They're like, whoa, 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 whoa. 99.999% of people that I meet do this thing.
Yeah.
And you're this aberration.
Right.
And that kind of weirds them out a little bit. And I think for some people, it might be that they start feeling that, well, if this person isn't drinking, how does it reflect on me? And I never want to make anyone ever feel like that.
Do people feel self-conscious?
I think some do.
Yeah, when they're around you?
I know some folks have told me that they do. I've had friends that have been like, I don't like inviting you to parties because the fact that you don't drink like makes me feel bad about how drunk I'm getting. And yeah. I'm like, we can have a conversation about that if you'd like.
Sure.
Like we got some stuff you can work on. but for the most part, it's like I don't want anyone to feel like I'm judging them because it's like I'm not. I used to do all the exact same stuff everybody else used to do.
Yeah.
It's just a thing I'm not doing right now.
Right. Well, you know, it's and you've written about this, how some of your friends would stop hanging out with you.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's a harsh reality, but it is a reality.
It is. And I think some of it also goes both ways. I think part of it was they would be having events that were very much, let's go get drunk at someone's house and I'll hang out.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can still hang out. I still do. But a lot of those times, especially in the comedian world, those parties are going on until 4 or 5.
Yeah, right.
And they don't even start till I'm about ready to go to bed on like a Saturday. So I think some of it's also them as well as me recognizing it's like we have only hung out when we've been drunk or we've been drinking. And now that I don't do that, I think some folks are just like, oh, what do we do now? And I'm like, be humans to each other. Just like we've always been.
Let's be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely have, especially if you are someone who frequents a tavern, mm-hmm. you have those friends that you only see within this certain world, and that is the world within the confines of the tavern or the bar. And that's fine, right? But, you know, are those the people that mean the most to you? Are those people you would consider your family? And look, maybe for some, that is a thing.
Yeah.
But I think doing what you're doing is... really forcing you to examine who is important in your mm-hmm. life, what is important in your life, and also enjoying the time that we have on the soil here.
Yes.
Because it does go by like that.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that I mentioned in that piece that I wrote was I can have great times with my buddies. We can hang out. We can be at the bar. We can chat. We can have wonderful times. I also could have spent that time writing something or creating something or performing or being out and like making something that lasts longer than me.
Yeah.
And like that conversation at the bar is going to die when me and that person dies. But if I write something or make something cool that goes out into the world and exists a little bit longer than me, I think that's a little better use of my time.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I think when you say that there, because I've heard this before and I've also heard people get really defensive about that. Like, well, what if I want to go have a conversation and what if I want to do something like that in a bar? And you're not saying don't do that. This is just you.
Yeah, this is just me. I like so many folks, this is just the thing I decided to do. And so many folks can wake up as early as I do, go to the gym 4 days a week as I do, get books written, work on screenplays, tell jokes, do all this stuff.
Have money,
do all of these things, and still, you know, have a couple beers and do that sort of stuff. But for me, it was so much easier just to decide, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And then all of this free time opened up.
And money.
Oh, yes.
How much money do you think you were spending on alcohol?
Oh, my mom and dad are listening. probably every week, I would say. I probably spent in a month like $600, $800.
A month?
If you include food. Because you're going to get drunk.
And want to eat.
And then I order 2 pizzas at 2 in the morning.
Right.
And then eat those.
Right.
And then, but because, you know, Chicago's a beer is like $4 or
yeah.
I mean, that's a cheap beer, but a good beer is like $6.
Six to eight, sure.
And I was a much bigger guy. I'm like 230 now. I was like 305.
Wow.
And it would take a couple beers to get me feeling okay. Mm-hmm. And so the average person might take three or four beers. For me, it'd be like seven or eight, and I'm finally ready to go. And that's a ton of money.
Yeah.
And so if you just have that just Friday and Saturday, not including the one or two beers I might have, you know, most nights of the week, that's a lot of money. And I was able to buy a condo.
Oh, no.
Because I was able to save so much money.
Yeah, wow. Well, that gives you an idea.
Yeah.
A condo in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man, you.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we didn't know each other in college.
Yeah. Oh, whew. Probably would have had a couple sociables.
Well, Adam, or I'm sorry, Andy Boyle, you're on Twitter.
Yep.
Andy M. Boyle. Is that your middle name?
Michael, yep.
Michael. Hey, beautiful name.
Andrew Michael Boyle. Can't get more Irish Catholic than that.
I love it, man. Love it. At Andy M. Boyle, local comedian and writer. That's who you are, Andy Boyle. Hey, thank you for coming to the studio and telling us your story, because maybe there are some people listening to this conversation right now who are on the fence
mm-hmm.
and who are thinking about trying to reassess some things. And this might be the push that that person needs. So thank you for telling your story.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. You got it. And good luck with the comedy thing.
Yeah. If you ever want me back, I'm always a fan.
Yeah, we'll see. thanks, man. Good to see you. Andy Boyle. Check him out at Andy M. Boyle on Twitter. I'm Mike Steven. We'll take a quick break. I'm filling in for Justin Kaufman this evening. On the other side of this break, the news here on 720 WGN.